Today on the Happy Half Hour, we enjoy the Gin Fizz. There's a lot of reasons to love this drink. It's got delicious, smooth gin and what essentially amounts to sparkling lemonade. It's great for those summer days when British imperialists just needed to cool down but wouldn't dare take off their formal wear. What's interesting about the Gin Fizz is that you never know when it's gonna deceive you by slipping into one of its many disguises. There's the Golden Fizz with an egg yolk, the Royal Fizz with an entire egg, the Diamond Fizz with sparkling white wine instead of seltzer, aka the French 75, and the Ramos Gin Fizz with like everything in the world in it. And of course there's the Silver Fizz with a simple egg white. Why would anyone in their right mind add egg to a drink? It's a mystery. Which is the wheelhouse for my guest, Christine Schieffer, who talks mystery and true crime on a podcast called And That's Why We Drink. I also chose it because she's a gin drinker, and I also have this egg white separator that makes the egg white look like boogers. So it's meant to be. Buckle up, because you're about to get happy. Welcome to the Happy Half Hour, everybody. I'm Brett Ehrlich, and Christine Schieffer joins us from And That's Why We Drink.
Oh my goodness, cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for this.
For those watching the video version of this, you can see we started during the opening.
I couldn't wait. I'm a little offended you went with a silver and not like the diamond level.
We can.
No, don't put more eggs in it.
Johnny gave me a little thing. No, there's no eggs.
There's eggs in this, for sure. Okay,
protein. It was weird. So we have this container that has four, you know,
only
worth
the
of
finest,
it.
Yeah.
And to make the like official big Ramos Gin Fizz, you have to shake it for 12 straight minutes. And we actually did. We shook
this. It's like
this.
A shake weight. It's like a workout. It's own workout, and you got protein in there. It's very healthy, actually, is what it is.
I totally forgot about the shake weight.
It's nutritious.
The shake weight.
How could you forget about the shake weight?
Listen, it's always with me.
Yeah,
but
it's deep down there, I know.
So good. Let's get into some icebreaker questions. So, you like boxed wine?
I do. I'm not ashamed.
What's your favorite boxed wine?
The Trader Joe's Shiraz.
Shiraz.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't think that's like a common wine I drink outside of boxes, but.
Is there a specific reason you get that one?
I like the shade of red on the box.
Yeah, that's it. My favorite is the boxed wine, the other one that's like Franzia.
Franzia, right, Strawberry Fields, whatever.
Sunset Blush.
Sunset Blush, that's the one.
I had a bus ride where I just took it out of the bag to the box to hide it,
because
there's
like,
a bag inside. So good. Okay, you talk about killers.
I do.
On your podcast.
It's charming, isn't it?
Is it always dogs they practice on first?
Oh, no. I try to avoid those stories, actually. Sometimes I will be, like, super invested, and they'll be like, he hurt a dog, and I'm like, out.
Is that, so how do you choose a story to cover?
This or that.
Yeah,
okay. I kind of just take, especially if a lot of people are requesting it, I'll look into it. But I can veto things. If people are hurting dogs, I'll veto it.
Right. But what if they did it on animals that deserve it, like cats?
I would have agreed with you a few months ago, but I did just get a cat.
You did? So I just got a cat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's like a kitten too, so I'm like, he's cute for now, so I'm not mad at cats yet. But
here's the worst part, is it's gonna grow on you and you're gonna love it and you're gonna hate your old self for not liking cats.
And I'm gonna be that person, yeah.
So your thing is murder that you cover, murderers, killers, those terrible things. But you do that, does that make you happy to cover it?
I think it's almost like a comfort thing, you learn about it and you're able to like understand it and there's like this trend with like women and true crime, and I think it's more of like a control thing. Like you're able to understand it and not prepare like someone's gonna come murder you, but you're able to like understand it without feeling like it's overwhelming or.
Is that what it, like? There's a fundamental.
I think so. Yeah, there was like a New York Times article about that, about like women and true crime. It's really psychological.
My high school girlfriend, she was like, I want to talk to serial killers.
Oh yeah, I'm not that level, but yeah, I get it.
Recently, you covered on your podcast someone who did some terrible things in hospitals.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Mr.
So
Cullen.
I wanted to cover something good about hospitals.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
About that. So our first story is about NYU Medical Center.
Right.
So because we got good news and good booze on this show, we're going to talk good news. We already got the good booze. Basically, this is the story of the New York NYU School of Medicine is now paying the tuition of everyone who goes there.
I thought this was like an Onion article when I first saw it.
It sounds fake.
I didn't think it was real.
Normally, the average amount of debt that people have when they come out of school is $190,000 in debt.
Oh, that's sad.
And 25% of graduates carry debts higher than $200,000, which is crazy. I don't want my doctor in debt to anyone.
No.
Because, but then again, like if mobsters come in or you know, if they come back to get your credit, they're like, we're gonna break your legs. If you don't pay us, we'll break your
oh,
legs.
Oh, valid.
They know exactly how bad that is of a threat because they're in medical school.
You know? Just like hit me on a deep level.
It's really deep. According to the NYU people, they say this decision recognizes a moral imperative that must be addressed as institutions place an increasing debt burden on young people who aspire to become physicians. So that's the happy thing
but
that
can
happened.
You,
oh. Wait, can I what?
Can you imagine being like the class right that who just graduated and you just missed like the cutoff of like, now they're gonna start paying all these people's hundreds of thousands and you're like in debt. The bitterness.
That is so
I just,
true.
My first thought.
They must have had that discussion,
they
right?
They must have, I think.
And you just
sliding
gotta,
scale, I don't know.
You just got to cut it off clean.
Anyway.
And Matt, I have some friends who are doctors and they said, we're going to have a we're worthless party when they are precisely worth nothing.
Oh, that's, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well celebrate it.
I want to do another crime story.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And
down.
It's called Fruit Crime.
What is that?
Fruit Crime is a segment we've done once. Avocado's a fruit, first of all. Know that. In New Zealand, there is like this giant crime syndicate problem with avocados. They are insanely expensive. They peaked at like $7 an avocado.
Oh my God.
And people have set up like a black market for avocados.
That's really dark. I thought this was supposed to be a fun, happy show, but that, like, I feel like you're targeting me personally.
Are you? So this is an amazing quick story. Between May and July 9th, there were 9 reports in the Bay of Plenty area of an organized crime ring just stealing avocados from places. And my favorite story was like the avocado caper. In June, a man was sentenced to 3 years in jail. 19-year-old Reedy, his last name was Reedy. He was near a place called Gisborne. He was led on a high-speed chase. He got in a Honda Odyssey and was chased by police. People followed him because in New Zealand, they're just like, well, we should see if that person's gonna catch him. And he was throwing rocks at people and he drove on the wrong side of the road and lit his car on fire.
Oh my God.
Would you, you an avocado fan?
I mean, yeah, I'm a millennial.
Millennial.
No chance.
More on avocados potentially and news about Drake after the break.
School's back in session this week, which is bad news for kids and great news for their stay-at-home parents because it means you can get drunk as hell in the middle of the day again without little Brooklyn judging you. God, she zapped every bit of life from you, hasn't she, Mom? Pops? Right now you're doing the math about how early you can start drinking without it being embarrassing versus how late you can keep drinking so you sober up in time to pick up that hell demon from Hogwarts. I mean, she's gotta know you're a drunk. You were drunk when you named her Brooklyn. You've never been to Brooklyn. Anyways, you can have 3 drinks at 11 and you should be pretty good by 2:45. Her summer is over, but your summer has just begun. You're welcome.
Welcome back to the Happy Half Hour, everybody. Brett Ehrlich, Christine Schieffer from And That's Why We Drink. You should listen and subscribe to that podcast immediately.
Do it now.
We're going to tell you in a little bit where they're going to be, but stay tuned through this because it's time for drinking news.
I love that.
A lot of happy news about Drake, strangely, this week.
Okay.
Originally, Drake went to visit. He's touring right now.
Sure.
And he went, when he was in Chicago, he put off a show for a little bit so that he could go visit an 11-year-old heart transplant patient in the hospital. Her name's Sophia Sanchez. She did the Kiki Challenge.
Oh, my God.
By herself. And for a while, and then her brother tries to steal the show. It's kind of annoying. But she is adorable. She loves Drake so much.
What a babe.
Yeah. So cute. And then Drake just showed up in the hospital.
Oh, my gosh. It's a very Drake thing to do, I feel like.
Right.
You know, just like popping in and making people happy and then popping out.
Have you done the Kiki Challenge?
I have not. I'm actually really lame, and I like was too scared to ask. I was like, I hit the point where I was too scared to ask what it was because it was too late, and then I had to like Google Listen, I'm really dorky. It's fine. But no, answer is no.
If you were to do it, would you do the full, like, car moving version?
I'm a big scaredy cat, so no. Yeah, I feel like I'd say that I would, and then when it came down to it, no. No.
It might be too late to do it anyway, because, as we said, kids are back in school right
True.
Now. And there were some parents, or there were some teachers who decided they would take this Kiki Challenge thing.
Oh, great.
And bring it to the kids.
Oh.
So they decided they were going to put on the walls, like those little inspirational boards, like,
Aww.
Kiki, do you love books? Are you reading?
And then the kids were immediately like, okay, it's not cool anymore.
Would this have worked on you?
Like, I'm really lame, and I would have been like, I don't get it. What is it? I was worse. I was like the German kid. I had an accent, like, full on.
Yeah, you're German.
I am, yeah.
I don't hear an accent at all. Where did it go?
It went away when I was about 12, because I realized just, like, you know, to make the bullies stop, I just got to pretend I'm full on American. Finally reclaimed it, but, yeah.
How did you learn? That's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, my parents just kind of threw me into school and were like, she'll figure it out. English.
And your accent, do you, like, still have to force it, or is it, like...
No, it's...
Good for you.
It's natural.
Good. So there's one more Draking News story.
Oh, great.
And it's about a Monopoly game that you can get. Drake is everywhere. He's even his own Monopoly
God.
Game. They have made pieces for this Monopoly game that's, like, the wheelchair, I don't know, for the... Oh, and then the shoes, an owl, all this stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's a full game just
even
for Drake.
Even the cards?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And everyone was like, oh my God, can I buy this for myself? And it turns out that you can only, they gave this as a gift. His face is even on the money.
Of course it is. Of course
and
it is.
It turns out it's just for the tour that he's on.
Oh, so you can't, like, it'll be on eBay soon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're on tour. You're doing a tour.
I am doing a tour.
Tell me about it.
Oh my gosh. We just go and, like, drink wine and talk about murderers on stage and ghosts and, going to the East Coast in a few months, so super excited for that.
Do you know where you're going to be?
New York, Philly, D.C., you know.
More
other,
to come. Go to the website.
Cities.
Go to the website.
Go to the website. I don't remember.
Do you like the live shows? Have you done
them? Yeah,
you've done
we did.
Them. Well,
yeah,
them.
We've done a few in L.A. They're super fun. The venues are always great. They, like, one venue, like, would run up and refill my wine glass during the performance. I was like, this is VIP status. Just, like, much like what's happening here, to
yeah.
be honest. I mean, it's pretty much this, but instead of positive things, we talk about just really bad, bad things.
But it makes you happy.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up, isn't it?
I listened to your most recent podcast about Colin the...
Sure.
He killed 40 at least
They think up to 400.
In a hospital.
Potentially, yes. In many hospitals.
Oh, my. In many hospitals.
Yeah, yeah. He just, like, bopped around and nobody really did anything about it, so.
We have a show here called Murder with Friends that Grace Baldridge does. You should come do that show.
I would so be down.
So you deal in things that are heavy.
Yes.
But you derive joy from talking about them. You're the perfect person for this next segment called Is This Actually Happy?
Uh-oh.
So you've read this story.
Yeah.
I've read this story. I get sent stories for this show that are like, oh, here's a happy story, but I just go, is it?
You're like, something feels wrong.
Yeah, it's like, it starts with such tragedy, the face transplant story.
Yes, the face transplant.
For those who haven't known, 18-year-old Katie Stubblefield survived a suicide attempt, and afterwards she needed a full face transplant because the gunshot wounds mm-hmm. to her face. Check out, yeah, the cover of the
yeah.
magazine. She has no...
It's really scary.
So they full-on reconstructed her face.
I mean, be careful when you look at that article because they have a photo of, like, the face before it is put, like, on a medical tray.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting there. I was like, wait a second, that's somebody's face.
Yeah.
Just on a tray.
And then they put it on and it just keeps going and going.
Yeah.
The face that they got was from... you know, signed off on for
yeah.
use by the grandmother of a woman or who
yeah.
who died, of course.
Yeah.
And they take you through that where they
And she died of, like, a drug overdose, so that was sad in and of itself. I was like, this is all just, it's like a happy ending, I guess.
Right, but is that a happy, like, should
started.
We cover this on the happy
Ooh,
half hour?
Listen, this is your show. Don't blame me for this. but, I mean, I feel like it,
Is it? I genuinely don't know. This is a weekly existential crisis.
This is, I was gonna say, you're putting me in a really weird moral, like, ethical dilemma, and I don't quite know what to do with myself.
All right.
Except blame you.
Okay, well, let's move on to something else that's
please.
A genuinely positive story.
Please.
Barnum and Bailey had the, or Barnum and Bailey's animal crackers that have been made, and on the cover of the animal crackers, the animals were in cages, and they recently freed the animals. So now on the cover of the animal crackers container, you know, it's they're roaming free in some kind of warrior
Safari.
Style gang.
Warrior gang, yeah.
Yeah. Do you like this?
I do. That elephant in the cage just reminds me of that movie Dumbo, which really messed me up as a kid. So
you're
happy to move on from that memory.
Dumbo. Dumbo was the first Pixar
just
movie.
Traumatized me, I think.
Wrecks you, but builds you back up. And it's still not a happy ending for these because you're like happy for the animals, but you're still devouring them.
Correct.
Don't go away. More happy half hour after this.
And now, the glass is half full. CBS just announced it'll be canceling Big Bang Theory after 12 seasons. But the glass is half full. On the upside, they'll be canceling Big Bang Theory. That show. Oh, what are we gonna do without jokes where the premise is these guys with autism have autism? Neat. So funny, ya dicks. The glass is half full.
We had a whole other interstitial planned about the Ramos Gin Fizz and all the cool stuff in it. I was gonna make it. I wasn't feeling it that much.
No, that needed to happen.
And then someone who knows how I feel about the Big Bang Theory was like, they canceled
it. I saw Big Bang Theory and I was like, oh God, where is this going?
Hate it.
Am I gonna have to pretend?
No, don't pretend here.
Oh God, okay.
Let's talk about the Big Bang Theory for a second.
Do we have to? No, I just don't get it, I guess is the moral of the story. I just don't get it.
A sad confession I have is I was like marooned at an airport and a lounge or something, and they were playing. The only thing in English was Big Bang Theory, but it was preceded by Two and a Half Men. I actually didn't mind Two and a Half Men.
Right, right, right. In a certain mood.
I think that was only because it was it was standing next to.
Mm-hmm. Suddenly your priorities are suddenly shifting and.
Galecki, is that his name? Jared Galecki?
I truly don't even know.
The guy from Roseanne who's on that. Oh my God, he looked into something amazing.
Oh, are we going to talk about Roseanne now? God,
no, moving on, moving on. Let's talk about hiring. New jobs
Great,
people are getting.
Sure.
So there's a company that decided it was going to hire everybody that applied for a job. And it's actually started like this giant movement. And the reason is because it turns out that a lot of people, if you've been incarcerated for anything whatsoever, it's very hard to get a job. 12.5% of employers say that they will accept applications from someone who's had any legal problems in the past.
Oh, wow, okay.
75% of formerly incarcerated people struggle to find work. There's this company called the Grayston Bakery who was like, I'm just gonna hire anyone.
Just give them a chance.
Give them a chance.
All right, I can be down with that.
Yeah, he said the founder, the CEO, Mike Brady, which is my uncle's name, which is weird. It's a big company. He says Grayston was founded on the idea that a profitable business could be the backbone of ethical practice. The company's slogan reads, we don't hire people to bake brownies, we bake brownies to hire people.
Oh, this is a bakery. Okay, I was like, is that a like euphemism I don't get? But okay, they're a bakery, I get
it. Baking brownies here.
I was like, oh, that's an interesting concept. I mean, I like the like motive behind it.
Right, so it's not like they're like, hey, anyone,
come on in.
It's not start working now. They put them through an apprenticeship. It lasts like 10 months.
Very cool.
Yeah, and so other companies have a turnover in similar industries to the ones who signed up for the main, basically this guy's applying all these things to a program that other companies can sign up
for. Sure.
The normal turnover rate for companies in general is 30 to 70%. People who have this program and his bakery, it's 12%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's super pretty amazing. Great.
But now it's time for the best thing ever of the week. Have you heard the one about the girl who got the internship at NASA?
Oh my God, yes. Twitter. Twitter's everyone's downfall.
So here is the interaction back and forth.
Oh God.
Naomi.
My stomach.
Naomi takes to Twitter in a moment of triumph and says, everyone shut the up. I got accepted for a NASA internship. She cussed. She wrote the cuss word.
Mm-mm.
Homer Hickam, random guy, tweets back, language. Naomi responds, suck my dick and balls. I'm working at NASA.
Oh my God.
Homer Hickam writes back, and I'm on the National Space Council that oversees NASA.
I mean, he's an important dude though. Like, I've read a lot of people who are like, wait, if she's starting this internship, like, she should know his name. Like, he's pretty big. Like, that aside, like, all messed up in all sorts of ways.
First of all, it should ring some bells when some random guy is like, language.
Who's like huge. I don't know. The response is just out of control. Like, it's not even like, it's not even a normal phrase that you say to people. Like, I don't know.
It wasn't.
It took extra effort to even write that.
Do you think it's like, suck my dick and balls, or is it like, suck my dick?
Yeah, she added it later.
She paused.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not enough.
Things. No. I mean, Homer Hickam deserves more than that.
Both, his name sounds fake.
I know, it's true.
Homer Hickam.
Suck my dick, Homer Hickam. Yeah, it sounds like.
I'm the thinking Simpsons Homer character. Simpsons.
Yeah.
Exactly. Homer Simpson, which really cornered the market on the name Homer.
It doesn't, yeah. It didn't do any good for the other Homers in the world.
But he was like, no, I didn't fire her. So she lost her job.
Yeah, he had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, and so he's fighting. The upside is he's fighting to get her the job.
Which is just so kind of Homer Hickam. I mean, if you know Homer Hickam like I do, like, you know he's a great guy.
I feel like I do, though.
I know.
I feel like I know
I
him.
Think it's the name.
We're out of time. Isn't that crappy?
How?
We just drank. sign up for this podcast. Follow, subscribe to, and that's why we drink.
Have a drink.
And we'll see you next time on Happy Half Hour.
Bye, guys.